I'm Mark Adams, and this is Mark's Mess 50 for 50, where each week I will look at a year in my life to find the geek influences, ending up looking at the year 2021 on my 50th birthday. This week, 1979. March the 3rd, 1979 brought me American culture in the form of the Dukes of Hazzard. After all, they were just good old boys, never meaning no harm, but they had been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. The cultural impact of this was huge. First, it brought the stuntman out in us. I had an old pedal go-kart that we learnt to drive up on two wheels. If only we had a small creek with a broken bridge out of commission, we would have jumped it. It also taught me that there is a difference between American English and proper English. When the Duke boys lost their pants, it meant a totally different thing to me than the writers intended. I honestly thought most of America was like Duke County and everyone drove like them. This was the first year I had noticed politics. The main political event that caught my eye was the first female Prime Minister of the UK. At that time, I thought this was a good idea, as women could lead just as well as men, and she did bring great changes to her country that are still felt today. I am, of course, talking about comedy. The term alternative comedy confuses me a lot. I really could not tell you who was truly alternative and who was traditional. On Saturday night TV, acts like Cannonball had their own shows and made me laugh. But at 8 years old, I did not grasp the racial and sexist use of comedy that some more traditional comedians used, maybe because it wasn't on TV as much for my age. Not the 9 o'clock news showed up on BBC Two on a Friday night and showed a different comedy. The four main players were still funny and it was a playground hit. Comedy would forever be different on television. This sketch show would prepare a way for more shows like it in a few years to come. It was the same year that Terry and June began and showed that there was room for the contrasts and tastes. The same year my viewing expanded with more comedy in the form of the game show Blankety Blank, sitcoms such as To the Manor Born, detective dramas like Shoestring, remember that one? Minder. Both with a memorable title music. The strangest impact was not from the USA, but from import from Asia. Monkey had the title music and captivated primary school children across the country. It was a strange import from Asia, where it was a human monkey and a human fish and a human pig helped a girl who was actually a boy go across a country. That didn't matter, it was superhero TV. Monkey rode on a cloud, he had a stick that turned into a staff, and he had some really cool fighting abilities. And who could forget the title music, Monkey Magic? 1979 was the first year I remember buying a comic, a superhero comic to boot. To cash in on the new Incredible Hulk TV show, Marvel UK launched Hulk Comic, a weekly comic that ran from March 1979 to May 1980, with backup strips from the likes of Nick Fury, the Black Knight, Captain Britain, and even Night Raven. I only got one issue. Apart from being hard to get, the main problem with it is that it had words. I was not a natural reader, and it would be many years before I would even read a novel without being forced to. So my superhero comic days were halted. This was the end of the first decade. To celebrate, my parents went out and my eldest brother, 10 years my senior, held a party, where his two annoying younger brothers would stay up for a while to see in the new year we watched TV from underneath the dining table. I've never been one for hogmanay celebrations or people in suits to usher in the new year. That year, we peered at TV through the chair legs to answer the question, will Kenny make it to 1980 on ITV? Kenny Everett was like no other. He started as a DJ and moved to TV with his madcap humour. Where other generations had Marx Brothers or the Goons or Monty Python, we had the likes of Kenny Everett. And yes, we all made it to 1980. If you would like to contact me and talk about your memories of 1979, you can by email at mymarksmess@gmail.com, on Twitter at marksmesspodcast without the T, on Facebook at marksmesspodcasts, and thanks to Josh Woodward of joshwoodward.com for the title music. Next time, 1980.